This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, as promised, here comes the unexpected angle on oil. Most of the time when we talk about energy and how much of it the world uses, we think transportation, right? Fuel, gas, all that stuff. Well, here's another one. Chemicals made from oil and gas. A report out today finds that petrochemical demand is rising to give us things like synthetic rubber, packaging, fertilizer, also detergents. And as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now from the Sustainability Desk, in the long run, chemicals might be a bigger driver of world oil demand than actual driving.
Every day, the world uses 99 million barrels of oil. That's according to the International Energy Agency. The IEA says another 7 million per day will be demanded by petrochemical users within 30 years. We're talking about fertilizer, tires, pharmaceuticals. But the world's biggest petrochemical addiction rhymes with elastics. Here's IEA analyst Araceli Fernandez.
From 1970 even, the growth of plastics and the demand for plastics has grown much faster.
Faster even than other bulk materials, stuff for construction and infrastructure.
Such as cement or aluminum or steel as well.
Over the past generation, she says plastics use has been a rich country story, but going forward, it's emerging economies. Simply put, it's hard to find an alternative when it comes to performance and price. Analyst Mark Aramo at IHS Markit says metal, glass, and paper underperform compared to plastic in a lot of contexts.
Milk jugs, just containers for beverages, or some of your more sophisticated applications that we may be using under the hood of a car.
Until now, demand for petroleum was mostly for transport, driving, flying, shipping. But in the next few decades, the IEA's Fernandez sees a scenario where that use peaks because of shared vehicles, electric cars, etc. However, she sees no peak demand for chemicals.
In that type of scenario, petrochemicals would be the only oil demand segment that would be positive in terms of growth from now to 2040, 2050.
There is, of course, the challenge of plastic disposal, which has led to bans or taxes on plastic straws and bags and recycling. But the IEA thinks those efforts will be far outweighed by new plastic consumption around the world. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.